USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department's investigation scrutinizing Hunter Biden's taxes has been examining some of his Chinese business dealings, among other financial transactions. The investigation was launched in 2018 and is aided by a discarded Hunter Biden laptop containing tens of thousands of emails. Some of the emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoings.
And yet, here's the ultimate hypocrisy again. The Democrats have something in their own house that needs to be investigated, and they're all stonewalling right now.
Georgia Senator David Perdue on Fox News. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the police shootings Monday of 23-year-old Casey Christopher Goodson Jr., who was killed last week when he entered his Columbus, Ohio home with sandwiches for his family. The Columbus Division of Police said Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade was working for the U.S. Marshals Service, helping search for a fugitive when he saw a man with a gun in Columbus. Meade opened fire when the man did not drop his weapon after he was ordered to do so. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Missouri led a group of 17 states that Wednesday afternoon filed a brief with the Supreme Court supporting the Texas lawsuit aimed at delaying the appointment of presidential electors from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The bill of complaint alleges that non-legislative people in each defendant state unconstitutionally abolished or diluted statutory safeguards against election fraud. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the Silicon Valley giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats. Both the Federal Trade Commission and Attorney General from 46 U.S. states are looking to force Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp. There will be a Thursday night football game tonight at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, just outside of Los Angeles, as the Patriots and Rams get together. The game will be on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon, starting at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation over his taxes and questionable business dealings overseas. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colorado GOP Congressman Ken Buck says America can't move forward with a Joe Biden presidency unless the Justice Department appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop implicating the president-elect of wrongdoings. The Patriots play the Rams on Thursday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.